Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to A Sound Heart. This morning's show is entitled, Have You Changed Your Old Garments? That is Sinful Practice for New Godly Ones. I'm going to begin reading in Genesis chapter 35, verses 1 through 5. Then God said to Jacob, go up to Bethel and settle there, and build an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau. So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourselves and change your garments or clothes. And then come, let us go up to Bethel, for I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress. I love those words. And who has been with me wherever I have gone. So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods they had and the rings in their ears, and Jacob buried them under the oak at Shechem. Then they set out, and the terror of God fell upon the towns all around them so that no one pursued them. This is a very pivotal point in the spiritual journey of Jacob, in that now he has repented. He has now returned to the will of God for his life. If you would remember that God had told him initially to go to Bethel, but Jacob deviated from God's will for his life, and he went to Shechem. He went to Shechem, and he settled near a Canaanite town, which would expose both he and his family to the influence of the ungodly. This is not where God told Jacob to settle. And yet, Jacob chose this place, and this created an event in his life, that is, the rape of his daughter Dinah, and then the subsequent inexcusable violence on the part of Simeon and Levi, who were her brothers, upon the inhabitants of this particular town. And so this was a very destructive situation. Jacob would later say of both Simeon and Levi, because of their acts, that they would be scattered in Israel. Levi, this particular tribe, were saved because in the golden calf incident in the wilderness, they showed their zeal for God. Whereas the tribe of Simeon was eventually absorbed, and we no longer read about it because God fulfilled his promise and he did scatter them, and just Simeon disappeared. So, what is Jacob doing on behalf of his family? Well, he's finally showing the leadership that his family needs. He is finally giving them the structure that they need in which to grow. so in chapter 35, we see the repentance of Jacob, and that he knows that he was outside of the will of God, and now he has returned to the will of God. And we see the voice of leadership in Jacob. First of all, notice in verse 1 of chapter 35 of Genesis that God, once again, speaks to him. And God says to him, go up to Bethel. This is the place where God first met Jacob when he left his home. And so this is the place of Jacob's beginning. And now after 20 years, he goes back. And he has fellowship with God at this particular place. And notice what God says. God says, go up to Bethel and settle there and build an altar there to God who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau. So Jacob's relationship and initial encounter with God was around a crisis in his life. And after 20 years, Jacob is at another crisis stage in his spiritual growth. And so he is enjoined by God to go back there where he first met God. And Jacob does so. And notice what he says in verse 2 to his family. Jacob said to his family or household and all who are with him, get rid of the foreign gods, number one. Now, why would this be important? Well, it is the influence that Jacob must get rid of. Note it. Please note that in the last chapter, he moved toward Shechem, and there his family interacted with the Canaanite inhabitants. And so their behavior had a decided influence on Jacob's family. And so as Jacob had to separate himself from Laban after a period of time, God appears to Jacob only after he has separated himself from the influence of the ungodly. Please understand, this is a very pivotal point in biblical education. It is very important to understand that the Bible teaches separation. And the separation that the Bible teaches has to do with our hearts and our attitude. So, get rid of the foreign gods you have with you. Purify yourselves and change your clothes or your garments. In the scripture, garments speak of one's habits. And so, in other words, Jacob tells his family by to get rid of their garments, that is, to get rid of the old behavior, the old habits. In G13, Jude speaks of the garments of that are stained by the flesh. And so according to Jude, one's garments is tantamount to the inner pollution of the soul. This is what Jude writes. Verse 21, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by flesh. And so the garment or one's garments are symbolic of inner spiritual pollution. And so this is a very bold statement that Jacob makes to his family members. And yet, by his own repentance, he has the spiritual authority to lead his family in this manner. He has the spiritual authority because he has repented and he has shown them a new way. He can therefore tell them to do this. It is for their own good, so that their relationship or relationships with God would prosper as well. And so he says, get rid of the foreign gods you have with you. Purify, in other words, cleanse yourselves and change your clothes. Verse 3 of Genesis 35, then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress. And here Jacob also adds, who has been with me wherever I have gone. These are very powerful words. This is a very powerful testimony. And so Jacob has the courage to share with his family God's place in his life and his relationship with God. So it takes courage to be a witness and to bear witness to the divine presence. And so Jacob speaks to his family of the imperative nature of getting rid of these influences, that is, the old habits, the old garments, the old behavior, the old pollution that keeps one from growing in Christ. So I love verse 3. He says, then come, let us go up. What a picture of profound leadership. He didn't send them ahead of himself. He said, let us go up, and there we will worship. And he says, where I will build an altar to God. So his sons will get to see the strength of their father. His servants will get to see the strength of Jacob. Jacob's wives will get to see his spiritual life in action. The Old Testament emphasizes actions. And we demonstrate in the Old Testament one's righteousness through one's actions. One's right relationship with God is demonstrated through actions, not through words, not through great intellectual formulation of doctrines. Say, this is what we believe. In the Old Testament, one's doctrine was demonstrated through one's action. In the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, his doctrine, his belief, because Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. Jesus demonstrated his doctrine through his actions, his belief through his action. So, as ones who follow Jesus in discipleship, we too are judged by our actions, not so much by our words, but our actions, that is, what we do. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.